Stay tuned for the Nightfly. Good evening, and welcome to the Nightfly. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. This evening's show is a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born January 15th, 1929. We'll hear more from Dr. King and less from your host this evening. We'll be interspersing his words throughout funk, soul, jazz, gospel, and songs from the civil rights movement. We're going to start now with Mahalia Jackson, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, Dr. King's favorite song, and his last request, his last words spoken from the balcony of the Lorraine Motel on April 4th, 1968, were a request to musician Ben Branch, who was going to be playing at a meeting that Dr. King was going to attend that night in Memphis. Ben, make sure you play Take My Hand, Precious Lord, in the meeting tonight. Play it real pretty. Dr. King's friend Mahalia Jackson sang it at his funeral. She'll sing it for us now. Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Happy birthday, Dr. King.
I am tired. to the light. Oh, take my hand, precious love, and lead me on.
I know you're asking today, how long will it take? Somebody's asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men? I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment,
yes, sir,
however frustrating the hour, it will not be long, because truth crushed earth will rise again.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
Yes, sir.
Because no lie can live forever.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
How long?
Because you shall reap what you sow.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
How long?
Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes, sir.
Yet that scaffold sways the future.
Yes.
Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. How long? Not long. Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes, sir.
How long?
Not long.
Not long. Because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He's trampling out the vineyard where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
Yes, sir.
His truth is marching on.
Yes, sir.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down. Oh. know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. Written after Sam Cooke and his band tried to check in at a whites-only motel in Shreveport, Louisiana, and were arrested for disturbing the peace. Dr. King in the middle. How long? Not long. From March 25th, 1965. And we started out with Mahalia Jackson, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. You're listening to The Nightfly. Next, we'll hear from the Alabama Christian Movement Choir, led by Mamie Brown. From the Voices of the Civil Rights Movement collection from Smithsonian Folkways, we'll hear I'm On My Way.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Thank you, Dr. King.
I'm on my way.
There's nothing you can do
to turn me around.
shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the parliament.
Deep in our sound. I want every sister and brother up there to sing like they never sang before for old Satchmo. Let's go.
Louis Armstrong, We Shall Overcome. Dr. Martin Luther King, from his last sermon in Memphis, delivered March 31st, 1968. And we started out with the Alabama Christian Movement Choir, led by Mamie Brown, I'm On My Way. I'm Sanguine Fromage. We are on our way through a special edition of the Nightfly, paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Next, we'll hear from Curtis Mayfield, We the People Who Are Darker Than Blue.
Are we gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all figure, a boyish grown-up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, this ain't no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Hi, yellow girl, can you tell? You're just the surface of our dark, deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color is same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Story. Pardon me, brother,
so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Yes, sir. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Amen. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
We've been built and we've been scorned.
WERU.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, baby. How's my love child?
Fine.
Tell me, of all your dreams, what most do you hope to be when you become a big girl?
Daddy, I would like to be Miss Black America.
Hurriedly stepping so proud, Mother Nature's only godchild. Society salutes you today, and we'd like to say God bless Miss Black America. Watch over Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you,
Miss Black America.
We love you too,
Miss Black America.
You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why. They should not be ashamed of their past. Just explain.
The true mother is Black America.
None other
than Miss Black America.
She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
We're so proud of you,
Miss Black America.
Ooh,
Miss Black America.
I'm so proud, I'm so proud.
Miss Black America.
Miss Black America. Ooh, Miss Black America.
Curtis Mayfield, Miss Black America. James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. In the middle, we heard from Dr. King in his own voice. And we started out with Curtis Mayfield, We the People Who Are Darker Than Blue. You're listening to The Nightfly. I'm Sanguine Fromage, taking you into a long set, starting out with the Alabama Christian Movement Choir once again, this time led by Carlton Reese. 99.5 won't do.
Happy birthday, Dr. King.
No, no, no.
are you?
Oh, yes, I prayed a prayer, and I prayed out loud that night. I said, Lord, I'm down here trying to do what's right. I think I'm right. I think the cause that we represent is right. But, Lord, I must confess that I'm weak now, I'm faltering, I'm losing my courage. Seemed at that moment that I could hear an inner voice saying to me, yes. Martin Luther, yes. Stand up for righteousness. Yes. Stand up for justice. Yes. Stand up for truth. Yes. And lo, I will be with you, yes, even until the end of the world. I tell you, I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus saying, still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. Promise never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Sometimes I feel discouraged. And I don't mind telling you this morning that sometimes I feel discouraged. I felt discouraged in Chicago. As I moved through Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama, I feel discouraged. Living every day under the threat of death, I feel discouraged sometimes. Living every day under extensive criticisms, even from Negroes, I feel discouraged sometimes. Yes, sometimes I feel discouraged and feel my works in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. God bless you.
He made this world for us to live in.
He made this world
and gave us everything.
Lord gave us everything.
And all he has of us is we give each other love. Oh yeah. Don't go and talk about my father.
No, no, no.
'Cause God is my friend.
This is my friend.
Loves us whether or not we
know
it, and he'll forgive all our sins.
Forgive our sins.
Oh yeah, and all he has of us, oh yeah, is we give each other love. Oh yeah, love your mother,
she bore you.
Love your father,
it worked for you.
Love your sister,
she's good to you.
Love your brother,
love
your brother. God is my friend.
Jesus is my friend.
And when we call on him for mercy,
Father,
he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, yes,
he will.
All he has of us, I know.
And so Jesus gave us a new norm of greatness. If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it,
By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can say.
Horace Silver, the preacher. Dr. Martin Luther King, from his last sermon at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, delivered February 4th, 1968, known as the Drum Major Instinct Sermon. Marvin Gaye, God is Love. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., from a sermon known as A Knock at Midnight, or Why Jesus Called a Wise Man a Fool. We also heard from the Alabama Christian Movement Choir, led by Carlton Reese, with 99 and a Half Won't Do, taken from the Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, Smithsonian Folkways Collection. We're going to hear now, once again, from the Smithsonian Folkways, Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, Lord, Hold My Hand While I Run This Race.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Help us to fight this battle. Give us the courage to continue. Don't let us stop until the victory has been won. In Jesus' name we ask these blessings, and for his sake, amen.
Anybody?
Tell me.
my Lord. Which side are you on, boy? Which side are you on, my Lord? Which side are you on, boy? Which side are you on?
We heard voices of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the SNCC Freedom Singers, Which Side Are You On? We also heard Lord Hold My Hand While I Run This Race, voices of the Civil Rights Movement, Black Freedom Songs 1960 to 1966 out on Smithsonian. My name is Sanguine Fromage, host of The Nightfly. If you'd like to get in touch with comments or questions, please email me at nightfly.weru@gmail.com, or you could look for our Facebook page, The Nightfly with Sanguine Fromage.